This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The ideas of wet and dry, that is, alcohol-free counties, are left over from the days of prohibition in the state of Arkansas. But they are a part of the frothing business plan of brewmaster Lacey Bray. She's the owner and business manager of Ozark Brewing Company in Rogers, Arkansas. Lacey's craft brewery opened in 2013 just after Benton County went wet. Well, voters last week rejected a ballot measure in the state to make the whole state of Arkansas wet, so the county-by-county rules stand, which is just fine to Lacey Bray.
Actually, if you're in a wet county, it's a pretty great time to be a brewery in Arkansas right now.
So a wet county means the sale of alcohol is permitted.
Yes.
And that would, I gather, increase your demand from the dry counties who take a little drive over to where you are.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just in general, the beer culture in Arkansas is just a little bit behind other places in the U.S. And so absolutely, people are excited to have craft beer here. And so seek it out for sure.
So what's the problem at the ballot box?
It's really interesting. So Arkansas has 38 wet counties, 37 dry, so about 50-50. Right now, to get a measure on the ballot about the purchase of alcohol, you have to have 38% of all of a county's registered voters sign a petition to even get it on the ballot. That's in comparison to any other referendum, you only need 15% of the registered voters. And so this amendment that had come up in the last voting period for us was allowing the whole state to vote and decide whether or not the whole state would go wet. And they were saying that, you know, really this would allow, you know, more people to have a voice and to at least let people vote on it instead of having to get the 38% beforehand before people can even talk about it.
What is it about Arkansas? I mean, is there a particular memory of a particularly horrible time in Arkansas where, you know, people were, you know, sawing their arms off at the lumberyard kind of thing because they were so wasted?
You know, I don't think so. I think it's just there are folks that definitely have some very deeply held beliefs on alcohol, I think rooted in, you know, religion. And that's part of it. But what you see right now also is that a lot of the opposition that is coming, that came to this amendment, and a lot of the money that came to oppose it actually came from liquor stores in the state. It came from what we call county line liquor stores. So liquor stores that are literally on the boundary of a wet and a dry county, where people have to actually drive to purchase alcohol. And so a lot of these liquor stores put up a lot of money to get this to fail because they know that they have a lot to lose if people didn't have to drive so far to get alcohol.
So there's a prohibition constituency, just like there was back in the 1930s.
Yeah.
No kidding. Canadians were very sad when we voted out prohibition. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
The same kind of thing. You're not descended from the WCTU or anything like that, are you?
No, not that I know of, anyways.
So tell me about your beer.
We have a small brewery here in Rogers, Arkansas. Our kind of motto is hard work, honest beer, and we take it from the region. The Ozarks that we are in are very typically very proud people and very proud of their craft and of what they do and their independence. And so we're just trying to live by that and make beer that for our local community.
Lacey Bray, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Better luck next time around if this comes up as a statewide measure. We'll just have to see and check with you then.
Absolutely.
Lacey Bray is the owner and business manager of Ozark Brewing Company in Rogers, Arkansas.